Stop 12. Artist Esther Magyar, on her commission, It Makes No Sense to Be Beautiful If No One Is Ugly. The artwork described in this track is located just around the corner from where the QR code and square floor tile are placed. If you follow the floor line around the corner, you will have the artwork on your left-hand side.
Hello, my name is Esther Magyar and I am the creator of this installation. Like a lot of my artistic practice, the title of this installation, It Makes No Sense to Be Beautiful If No One Is Ugly, actually came to me in a really random way. I was reading something completely unrelated, an online article about cars, and someone had written a comment underneath saying, it only makes sense to have a lot of money if everyone else is poorer, so there is some differentiation. And I just felt like this could be perfectly translated to beauty. In front of you is a freestanding wall about 2.4 meters high and 2.1 meters wide. The first thing you will notice is that the wall is covered in a collage of images printed in vinyl in various sizes. These are photographs showing my facial features covered in makeup. Most are in color, but one stands out for being black and white. It's a close-up of an open mouth with a grid marked on the tongue in black. A few of the squares contain crosses, others contain orbs created from white pills. In another image, a mouth with the pale pink lips slightly parted reveals white teeth. The lips are outlined in black and graffitied with the words Eastern European accent, written in black eyeliner. Another shows my face staring out at us, eyelids are thick with blue shadow and lashes smeared with mascara with unsmiling lips. Daubed over my face in red lipstick are capital letters spelling, put this on a cover. The whole installation is a montage of the type of work I love to do, kind of a portfolio of my favorite pieces from my project Makeup Brutalism. I've been working on this since 2018, even though I made the earliest images years before. It started as an idea on social media where I created images and content mixing social criticism with human aesthetics to radicalize the female gaze. I wanted to reflect that part of my work in this installation, but also include 3D objects to elevate and expand my practice. Mounted on the wall in the center of this collage is a bathroom cabinet with a mirror, the kind you may well have in your own home. Written on this mirror are the words, I've mistaken social pressure with self-expression, in what looks like red lipstick. The mirror works as a good symbol of what I try to do online with Makeup Brutalism. In the images I create, I try to force people to face reality and to face themselves. That's what the quotes are about too, the title and the writing on the mirror, to provoke people to question themselves. The pressure to look beautiful is as real for me as it is for everybody. One day I looked in the mirror and told myself that I needed a facelift, but then I realized, oh, maybe I've mistaken social pressure with self-expression. Below the mirror, at about waist height, is a bathroom shelf made of glass. On this shelf is a series of small objects, all cast in square blocks of resin. At first, these might look like normal cosmetic and beauty items you might use yourself, lipstick, mascara, fake eyelashes, and the like. But when you examine them in more detail, all of these objects have a distinct wrongness to them. One pair of eyelashes are covered in salt from crystallized human tears, another pair dead bugs from my parents' swimming pool in Hungary. The makeup remover has been rebranded as self-expression remover and the lipstick is pierced with needles. I wanted to create these objects as an act of redesigning reality to create more honest and revealing objects. A comedy version of a normal makeup product. I love these oxymoronic objects. In themselves, they should be funny, but if you think about it, they are at the same time sad and strange and maybe frightening and disgusting. Someone recently asked me in an interview, do you think beauty is harmful? And I have thought about that question a lot. You have very little control over what or who you find beautiful. In some ways, the experience of beauty can be really simple and easy, like watching a sunset. It can bring you joy just because it's visually beautiful. But beauty is also a social structure. We created ideals of beauty that very few can live up to. Then we include and celebrate those we have assigned beauty to and exclude those we think are ugly. And these hierarchies are harmful. When beauty becomes privilege, that is harmful. If you really think about it, with your beauty, you can harm people around you. They can feel envious and offended by the unfairness. For beautiful people, everything is probably way easier. That's just the reality. And this goes back to the name of this artwork again. It makes no sense to be beautiful if no one is ugly. What I want to do in my work is to encourage people to question beauty standards and find ways to express themselves without having to follow the rules.
End stop 12. The next track is stop 13. Artist Shirin Fati introduces her work, The Disobedient Nose. Just follow the tactile line to the next grey floor square. Please note, the next two stops are located in a section containing imagery depicting surgical procedures and human tissue. If you would like to avoid encountering these displays, you can leave the tactile floor line here, turn to the left around the curtain wall, and rejoin the floor line just before stop 15. Please speak to a member of staff if you require any assistance.